Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Aaron Updike. And Aaron, we did have some snow move in kind of in the overnight hours, and it could make some people's morning commute here on this Thursday a little slippery and messy. What should people know as they head out the door?
Yeah, definitely. So we have some light snow occurring throughout central Indiana. We, about 45 minutes ago, measured about a half an inch, and that's plenty enough to make the road slick, especially because it's well below freezing. So any untreated roads are going to get snow accumulation on them, and that's going to cause things to be slick. So make sure you take it slow out there and give yourself some extra room in case, you know, someone slips or you have a hard time stopping.
And how much are we supposed to get today? When to also do you think that it'll ease up?
Yeah, we're in the Indianapolis area. We're expecting around an inch, maybe inch and a half, and then it should be pretty much over by noon. So that's the kind of expectations, a little bit more the farther east you go, maybe closer to that 2-inch range.
All right, and then after the snow moves out, you know, by that time that you just mentioned, what can we expect after that?
Yeah, so it should be pretty dry through Friday and Saturday. Temperatures are still going to remain cold. We're expecting below zero wind chills both tomorrow morning and Saturday morning. So just be alert with that. And if as you're shoveling or out and about, just make sure you're bundled up. And then as we get into the Monday time period, we're expecting a bit of a warm-up. Maybe temperatures getting back into that freezing to slightly above freezing range. And then we're expecting some precipitation to fall here Sunday night into Monday. With that, it's likely to be a rain-snow mix, which could cause some issues.
What do you think other people in parts of the state outside of central Indiana are going to face if you had to ballpark it, like for north and south?
The farther north you go, there's more likely of it just being snow. So we don't have any snowfall predictions that far out from other offices. So up in northern Indiana, definitely more likely to get pure snow than a rain-snow mix. And with that, then you're going to have a more likely occurrence of getting some accumulation.
Okay, and how about the folks further south? Are they supposed to expect heavier amounts?
Right now, as far as just pure amount of quantitative precipitation is what we call it. It's going to be pretty general throughout central Indiana and southern Indiana. We're not expecting wide ranges, but as farther south you go, maybe a little bit warmer, less of a snow depth, and with that, you would have a more likely chance of just getting rain. So it'll be pretty much that mixture of rain-snow will vary as you go from southern Indiana into northern Indiana.
How much, when do you think we're going to see possibly another system like what we saw at the beginning of this week, anytime in the near future, or is it just looking like some scattered snow here and there for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, I mean, for the foreseeable future, we're not expecting anything like what we saw this early week. And as we get into the middle of next week, we're expecting even warmer temperatures, maybe getting into the low 40s. So it doesn't look right now likely in the next couple weeks of getting that kind of snowfall. But it is always possible things can change.
And any other threats that people need to be aware about, you know, other than snow accumulations for today and the rest of the weekend?
Yeah, so just as we get some warmer temperatures and maybe that rain-snow mix, we're likely to see some of the snowpack melt. And with that, you can see some flooding in low-lying areas. Make sure your drains are cleared out, so that way as the snow melts, the water has some place to go. Because with our frost depths are down in the 6-inch range, so the top surface soil isn't going to be able to really soak into that water very well. So just make sure your drains are cleared, your gutters are cleared out from the snow, so that way you can get proper drainage.
All right. He's meteorologist Aaron Updike with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Aaron, thank you so much for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Yep, no problem. Have a good day.